I think we can all relate to having the desire to feel like we're in control. We get bogged down with our worries, wanting to be successful by achieving certain things, and want to feel like we can provide for the people that we care about. Whatever your motivation is for wanting control, you've likely experienced it regularly. But the truth is that we don't actually have control over every aspect of our lives. There's a lot we can't control. So on today's episode, I'm joined with my co-host, Kristen Stevens, as we discuss how you can manage stressful situations and how to categorize them into controllable versus non-controllable. You will also want to stick around and learn how you can create an action plan based off of these controllable items. So without further ado, let's go ahead and cue our introduction. Everybody, before we get started with today's episode, I just want to remind you guys to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another episode of our podcast. Also, if you're streaming this episode from Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating or review. Your ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. Then finally, I'm also offering a 1-hour free coaching session for new clients. If you're looking for help on taking the next step in your self-improvement journey, let me know and let's work together to get your dreams and goals accomplished. Head over to my page and book a coaching session for free at www.coachwithbyron.com. Again, that's www.coachwithbyron.com. Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, I am your host, Byron Pringle. And today we are recording episode 28. And as always, I am joined with my lovely co-host, Kristen Stevens.
Hello and happy Monday.
We are very excited to be here and we really appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy schedules and tuning into this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. And you know, Kristen, the one thing is, I know this is very random, but you know, I have not seen Steve Martin in a very long time.
That's true. I haven't either. That is an apple from the random tree right there. Well, you know what? One of my most favorite Steve Martin movies is Father of the Bride. Have you ever seen that?
It's been so long.
So, for those of you who've never seen it, basically Steve Martin's daughter goes off on this, like, European trip for the summer. Okay. She comes back and she is engaged to a man he doesn't know. And he's, like, freaking out. So everything is super expensive. The wedding is super expensive. He doesn't like her husband-to-be. And he doesn't even get to wear the tux he wants to wear. Everybody is just kind of telling him what to do and how to spend the money. So, one of my most favorite scenes from that movie, and it's something that I actually quote sometimes, Steve Martin is, they're going to have hot dogs for supper one night. And this is like, I don't know, 2/3 through the movie.
Okay.
Where things are getting crazy and super expensive and he's just irritated. So he goes to the store and he is wearing an old tuxedo, by the way, to the store. Okay. As a way of rebelling against his new tuxedo. I'll throw that in there as well.
Okay.
So he goes to the store and he buys a pack of 8 hot dogs, right?
Okay.
But then the hot dog buns are sold in packages of 10. So that just sets him over the edge, and he actually, in the store, with his cart right there, opens up the package of hot dog buns and takes out 2 buns.
Out of the package.
Out of the package in the middle of the store and puts them on the shelf. So this little clerk kid comes up to him, little high school kid working at the grocery store, and he goes, "Sir, you can't do that." He's like, "Oh, yes, I can, because I need 8 hot dogs and 8 hot dog buns, and you guys are trying to force me into buying 10, and I'm saying no. George Banks is saying no." So, long story short, he has, like, a complete complete meltdown in the store, freaks out. They arrest him, and he goes to jail for the night. But the reality is, like, he wasn't really that mad over the hot dog buns. It was more about his daughter's getting married to the maid doesn't like, spending so much money, and this store just sent him over the edge with trying to make him buy two extra hot dog buns. So that was just it.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. I have not seen that film in ages, but I love Steve Martin films. So, Father of the Bride, right?
Yeah.
That's why you said, okay, I'll have to, rewatch that movie. So, that is actually an excellent segue into this week's episode. Today, we want to talk about things that we can control versus things we can't control. Honestly, like, this is a pretty big thing for most of us. Like, for me as well, like, identifying what you can control versus what you can't control, because I think a lot of things that we can't control, those things do take a lot of our happiness.
Absolutely.
From us. And sometimes you just gotta let things like that go. So today we want to talk about the things we can control versus what we can't control, and then put together a call to action that can really help you guys distinguish both items and then try to get a little bit more of a fulfillment out of your life, understanding the differences. So the first and foremost we want to talk about is the feeling of overwhelmment. That's going to be one of the first steps in identifying things you can or can't control. That feeling, that gut feeling, knowing what you can do versus what you can't do. And I know one thing we were kind of talking about is with this overwhelming feeling is to identify what is causing that feeling.
So how do you feel when, like, you're overwhelmed? Like, what are the things that you experience?
Well, for me, when I feel overwhelmed, I try to step back and just kind of analyze it. Like, why am I feeling overwhelmed? You know, is it just because, anxiety? For me, I do have anxiety, and a lot of times I lose a lack of focus.
I think a lot of people do.
And I know for some others, it can go further beyond that. You know, you can have lack of sleep, racing thoughts, just things just running through your mind. You can become easily irritated, and it could be just with anything that might come up your day.
Like someone trying to make you buy two extra hot dog buns.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, and then it can also be physical too.
I know that when I am really overwhelmed, I tense up physically. Like my neck and my shoulders are super, super tight. Mm-hmm. Even my arms, like, kind of draw in on themselves, like when I'm really overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And I don't realize it at the time, and I just kind of, I'm like, oh wow, I'm really tense right now.
Right. So that's the first step here. So we're going to go through about 3 or 4 steps here. So the first initial step here is understanding that overwhelming feeling.
Knowing when you are overwhelmed.
Yes. So that's step one. Number two, make a list of things that make you feel that you're overwhelmed. So understanding your why and the cause behind it. So for me, like if I have, if say for example, I'm lacking focus because I'm just feeling overwhelmed because of a project. So that is going to be my why or my cause as far as why I feel overwhelmed at that time.
So you're going to write this down on paper, right?
Yes. So that's one thing I do emphasize with, and for those who have been listening to our podcast, is never underestimate the power of a pen once it's put towards paper, because you get a lot of things built up in your mind, and it's hard to process all that, but yet when you see it out on paper, then you can go ahead and easily identify what needs to be taken care of, because it's more of a visual than a thought.
And sometimes I think you don't know exactly what's making you feel overwhelmed specifically. So for me, when I do this, I just write down anything that comes to my mind at all that is bugging me or just there. I just write it down and just get it out on that paper.
Exactly. So Again, when you have that overwhelming feeling, and I think a lot of us, we go through our day and we have this feeling when it just seems like everything is just kind of caving in on you. So you need to identify what that is. You need to pinpoint that. Understand why it's causing you to feel that way. So I have anxiety. Well, why? Why do you have anxiety? And then at that moment, when you identify it, be as specific as possible. So why are you having anxiety?
It's okay to, like, when you're making your list, though, to write down, can make kind of a vague list in the beginning, I think. Like, for me, if I were making my list, I might put school.
Okay.
Or I might put money.
Okay.
And then, you know, as I get those things just out, then I would be, you know, more specific as I went along.
Absolutely. And I think, honestly, that's the only way you can correct a problem is to identify the problem and then be as specific as possible, figuring out the triggers and then the cause of the issue at hand. And so step three, the best thing you can do is categorize your items in a list as far as what you can control versus what you can't control.
For me, anything that I think of as something I can't control,
okay,
if that involves the actions of another person, I kind of put that in the can't column.
Absolutely, I agree. You know, that's one thing that we do talk about quite a bit is with situations that do arise in our lives, you know, we can control everything. Like, you can control everything about yourself. You know, rather if it's, you know, saving money or exercising, you have 100% full control of your ability to do what you want. But it's not so easy when you have someone else that is providing a negative influence in your life.
Yes.
So, going beyond that, you know, if that negative influence is coming from someone else, it's going to be something that you can't control, because you can't control other people and what they say, what they do, and their actions. You absolutely cannot. However, you can control your own actions and what you choose to do with that individual, rather than continuing their relationship, having a limited association with that person, maybe cutting back, maybe not talking to them as much. And we talked about that months ago on an episode I recorded about your network equals net worth. And say, for example, if it's if you have a brother that's extremely negative, or a sister, you obviously can't cut them out of your life completely.
Exactly.
You know, so but having a limited association with them, where you may visit with them on the phone maybe, you know, a couple times out of the month.
Setting boundaries
and that sort of stuff. So that's always an opportunity there. But always remember that you can control your own actions and what you do, and you hold your future in your own hands, but you can't control or dictate other people's actions.
I think, like, an example of a can and can't control. So let's say that you wrote down work under your stressors.
Okay.
And under work, you could break that down further. Like, one aspect of work that's stressing you out is maybe your workload. Maybe right. You're working really long hours. Maybe something else is stressing you out is maybe your boss gave credit to someone else for something that you did. And that is a stressor for you. So for me, if I look at those two categories, you know, your boss giving credit to someone else for something you did, you can't control what your boss does or says or thinks.
Right.
For me, I would put that in the can't control category.
Okay.
But working long hours, I do feel like that, you know, a lot of times is in your control, especially if it's like project based. Like, you set up a schedule for yourself to try to get ahead.
Right.
As opposed to just drowning all the time. So I think I think you have to ask yourself with these situations, is it something that is really completely in my control, or is it also at the whim of somebody else?
Right. And again, I can't emphasize enough that writing these down on a piece of paper, using a pen, because again, you get all this jumbled up in your mind. And I you know what, you guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I was the same way as well. Coming home from work, frustrated, like, there's a lot of things going on. And then actually sitting down and writing out those thoughts on paper, and then just taking the time out and identify, are these problems, and usually there are multiple problems. They could be like smaller problems that kind of equates to like a big issue. So just writing those down and figuring out if those are things you can control. For example, working longer hours. That's probably something that you can control by managing your workload and managing your time a little bit more effectively at your job. Again, with the boss taking credit, unfortunately, that's kind of out of your control, because that is dealing with an external piece of the puzzle, which is dealing with an individual. So we have our list here. So we understand the items that make you feel overwhelmed. And then we also now have taken those items and we broke those into two separate categories, things you can control versus what you can't control.
So what would you do about the things that you can control? What would be your next step?
So the things that you can control, I would definitely sit down and make an action plan on those things. So say, for example, if you're struggling with money, and I, you know, honestly, like I'm, you know, preaching to the choir here. I think everyone, especially with now with everything that is going on and our economy trying to slowly get back on its feet, saving money is challenging, especially trying to build that nest egg just in case if something does happen. If you're struggling and save money, obviously that is something you can control, because I mean, no one else is controlling your money that's going out of your account but yourself. So what can you do to manage your expenses? You know, maybe instead of having Netflix and Hulu, maybe cutting out a subscription of Netflix, or you know, you don't need Netflix because The Office isn't on there anymore, so you can cut that out.
Trash.
But, you know, just writing out things you can control and coming up with action steps as far as what you can do to achieve better success with that goal. So again, if it's saving money, if you're saving like $20 a month on subscriptions, if you want to build savings, well, in 12 months, that's $240 you could initially be saving and putting back in savings. So sometimes I found that it's about switching your perspective, because sometimes we just need to look at the other side of the glass here. So if you're looking at, you know, I can't save money because of my finances, but when you really dive into your finances, you can actually see some opportunities, and then you can save money in that perspective.
I definitely agree with that. And I also think about how that when I come up with my things I can control, that, you know, I do come up with I write down a specific action plan.
Okay.
So if one of them is feeling overwhelmed with schoolwork, then I might sit down and make a calendar for myself.
Okay.
Or set up a schedule for myself with how I can address the workload that I have so that it's not so overwhelming. And honestly, a lot of times if I'm feeling overwhelmed that way, if I just sit down and think it through of things I can and can't control and then make an action plan, I automatically feel better.
Right. Well, I think a lot of times too, it gives you a clear path, a direction, because a lot of times when we have this overwhelming feeling, it's because we don't have a sense of direction. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, I get it. We all get that way, you know, time, because sometimes life throws a little too much at us. I cannot underestimate the importance on setting down, to Kristen's point, and just writing down what you're feeling, what's causing you to feel this overwhelming presence, and then breaking it down on the why. Why are you feeling anxiety? Why are you feeling that you have a lack of focus? Why are you easily irritated? And just break it down and then actually see it on paper. And then you can say, hey, you know what? I do see the issue at hand. And then you can create an action plan based off that issue. And then you can correct the issue from there.
And I think the good thing about identifying even the things you can't control mm-hmm. is that when they come up again after that list, you can kind of remind yourself, I can't control what my boss thinks.
Right.
I'm going to have to put that into a drawer and close it because I can't do anything about that. I'm going to focus on the things that I can do something about.
Right. And that's going to be a whole different episode here when we were talking about external things, like things you can't control. Because I do want to say at the same time, while it may seem very difficult and at the time things you can't control, but at the same time, too, there are other things you can do to control the situation a little bit more effectively. And we'll dive into that into another episode here.
I think that another thing you need to try to focus on is being present with yourself.
Okay.
And really being in tune with your emotions and your feelings. And I think one of the best ways to do that is to meditate.
Yeah. So that's one thing we do practice in our morning routine program through my coaching practice is never underestimate the power of meditation. Now, meditation, it's all about centering yourself, preparing yourself, getting yourself in the right state of mind for the day. Because again, you know, when we wake up, most of us, we hop in the shower, get cleaned off, throw our uniform on, maybe grab a cup of coffee, and then we're out of the door. And the idea of a morning routine along with meditation is you're taking time in the morning to reinvest back into yourself, preparing yourself for the, well, the worst case scenario, I should say, because, you know, you really don't know. You know, Kristen's a teacher and, you know, I work as a restaurant manager, and our days, while we have the best intentions, could also be challenging as well, just because, you know, you can't plan your entire day based off of other people's actions.
Yeah, when you deal with people,
yep.
And you have a customer, quote unquote, even for me, I have a customer, my students.
Yep.
They're going to do things I cannot control and that I did not plan for.
Exactly. And I think when you start your day out in the right mindset, it helps balance those negative influences, things that may come up that may challenge your mindset, and it'll give you a competitive edge over whatever gets thrown at you. So, well, that is all the time we have on this week's episode. If you guys loved today's episode, please go ahead and subscribe to the show and take a picture of you listening to the show and then tag me on Instagram at Coach with Byron. And the only way we grow is through grassroots marketing and with you guys sharing our podcasts and our episodes, so we greatly appreciate it. And I'm going to leave you guys, like we do at the end of every episode, to be a blessing in someone's life. We love you guys and we appreciate you guys, and we wish you guys all a great week. Take care.